it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Amy said she saw someone eating on one of her flights, something that was pretty interesting. What was it?
Grapes dipped in mustard.
Ooh.
Ugh. I know.
I guess like, initially it sounds gross, but I really like both of those. I like grapes and I like mustard.
I mean, they could be onto something. Like either I didn't know if I was totally just like appalled by it or I was like intrigued. Like, huh, that might be really good because I like a salty sweet combo and... Yeah, grapes and mustard. They busted it out like it was just an everyday thing, and I could not stop staring.
You know, I do eat the cashews because I have these raw cashews that I eat, and sometimes I pour the Mama Cholula sauce on there.
Lady
Cholula, yeah.
Whatever it's called, you know. There's no reason to always correct me on that. I think that's pretty good. But I'm going to try the grapes and mustard. Did you ever try the Coke and the milk?
No, but I don't
drink a lot of soda.
I trust that it's good if people are into it because Coke over ice cream is good.
Yeah. I asked for a hot tea the other day because I had been sleeping a lot and my voice is a little messy. I was like, can I get a hot tea? And they were like, would you like cream in that tea? And I was like, well, that's an interesting thing. So they put cream in the tea and it was really good. You ever had cream in tea?
Yes, I have.
Did you like it or no?
Yeah, I like it. If I'm out, like at a coffee shop and not having coffee, I'll order hot tea with like a fourth a cup of almond milk. I know that's not exactly cream, but it just makes it a little bit better than just with water.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Another round of early morning. Riddle me this. So these are our kids' riddles. And we have three adults in the room. And let's see if you can get them. Riddle number one. If you feed it, it lives. If you water it, it dies. Riddle me this! If you feed it, it lives. If you water it, it dies. A kid's riddle for the room. We have three adults in here. To my left is Amy, my co-host.
Feed it.
Probably my best friend,
if you
Amy, over
it,
there.
It dies.
To my right, Lunchbox, been on the show with me the longest, I think close to 15 years, right, Lunchbox?
Yeah.
And then to my far right is Eddie, our video producer. Eddie and I just were friends for a long time. We did TV together. And I was like, hey, man, come on over. Be part of the team. And now here we are.
If it water it,
if you, if you water feed it, it lives. If you water it, it dies. 5 seconds.
Oof.
All right. Need to answer, please. Let's go to Amy.
Cactus.
A cactus. No. Lunchbox.
Car engine.
No. Eddie.
I hope you're backwards on this. I said plant.
No, it's a fire.
Of course.
Yeah, it's a fire. Fire. I'm sorry.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay.
No, that's right, yeah.
I just
put stuff in it like wood.
Feed it. Got it.
Feed it.
Feed
but
it.
You water it.
It.
Yeah, all right, number two.
Yeah, I was thinking literal feed.
Dang.
What can you catch but never throw?
I'm in.
What can you catch, but not... See, there's...
No.
Okay, I'm in for the win.
Amy.
A cold.
Lunchbox.
Your breath.
Eddie.
A cold.
The answer is a cold. That's correct. Riddle number three. What has cities... but no houses, forests, but no trees, and water, but no fish.
What
on earth?
What?
What has cities, but no houses, forests, but no trees, water, but no fish?
Finn.
All right, I'm in for the win.
Boom.
Amy.
A map.
Correct! Lunchbox.
A map. Duh, that was
wow.
So easy.
Wow. Eddie.
I had nothing.
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 With 2 points, your winner, Amy!
Woo-hoo!
Bobby Bones. Come on.
Sometimes, Amy, I wonder about your husband, because, and in a good way, he served in the military for how long?
12 years.
In the Air Force?
Mm-hmm.
Went to the Air Force Academy?
Mm-hmm.
was deployed for a long time and many times.
Oh, he's been to the Middle East every year since, well, 2001.
Still?
Yeah, still. Because, yeah, he still works in that capacity, but even though he's out.
Well, my question is, I bet he's had to, like, go through some really weird, tough stuff in some weird environments.
Yes.
Like, in different parts of the world.
Yeah, Africa in particular. I know some, you mean, like, living conditions?
Both, or living conditions. Mm-hmm. And what I'm getting to eventually is that he was eating bugs.
Oh, yeah, and he has survival training with eating bugs. Like, he could live off of bugs and, like, a rabbit and squirrel. Like, he could live off the land, you know?
So was he doing that in front of your kids?
Well, our son was, like, scared of this bug, and, you know, my husband was saying, well, not all bugs are bad. I mean, some spiders, they eat other bugs. Like, he went in this whole thing on, like, the circle of life and bugs, and he was like, and actually, this bug could be fuel for you. Like, if you ever caught in a place where you didn't have food, you could eat this bug. And our son was like, what? No way. You can't eat the bug. And he was like, well, yeah. So he picked the bug and he ate it.
He ate the bug right in front of him.
Right in front of our son. Ate the bug.
And what did your son do?
My husband prefers to eat ants because they're full of, like, good something. I don't know. But I don't know what kind of bug it is. It was. But our son was, like, sort of a mix between mortified, the dad just ate a bug, but also, like, kind of thought it was super cool that
Amazing.
Dad ate a bug.
I think it's super cool that he ate a bug. Like, me right
awesome.
Now, I'm like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
He knew what bug to eat and what it would do for him.
And, like, what, yes. And so now it's, like, this thing where I bet my son is going to start eating bugs, and I'm going to have to, like, make sure it's a good bug, and he can eat the bug, and he's going to be at school eating bugs, and it's going to be a thing because he wants to be cool like dad.
Your husband's so cool. I just want to be like him. Except for the marrying you part. Other than that, he's got it all down.
Oh, but that's not cool?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't want to marry me now?
I feel like we're already married. Like, we have, like, a work marriage.
Got it.
You know?
Cool. Don't want to be marrying me.
Oh, you can't take offense to that. All right, listen. I wonder if he could teach us survival tricks. We have to make a list for the show. Like, five random survival tips that he had to learn. Wouldn't that be cool?
Like, which bugs and which leaves we're supposed to eat and which ones not to eat.
Anything.
Five survival tips.
Yeah, that we could use in our life if we were, like, trapped in a car. You know, we do these stories where people get trapped
in cars.
And, or they get lost in the forest for 5 days.
Do they, like, drink their pee? I go keep going back to that one.
Yeah.
That'd be the first thing I do. It's like, I'm not even trapped, and I'm like, I've been stuck in traffic for 45 minutes. Well, guess I gotta drink my pee. Well, okay, so ask him that. And that'd be cool. You guys think that's cool or no?
Yeah.
All the guys on the show are like, yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, you're on the air, Amy in Arkansas. How are you? What's happening?
Not much. I am on my way to work right now. I am a first-time caller. I'm super excited I finally got through to you guys.
Oh, well, thanks for calling us. Anything you want to say?
Yeah. So I actually wanted to tell you, first of all, I love that you're from Arkansas. I think that's really cool. Me and my entire family, including my in-laws, are from super small towns in Arkansas. And so whenever I first started listening to your show, I just thought it was, like, super cool that you're from Arkansas as well. But my husband also hated country music whenever we first started dating. And since we've been married, I have forced him to listen to your show every single morning. And now anytime he hears your voice come on the air, he'll, like, nonchalantly, like, try to, like, turn it up, like, without making it obvious and stuff. I'm like, okay, I see you. I know you love this.
Well, that's good. Here's the thing, too, about country music. Is that I think some people have never really listened to it. And I had some friends whenever I was in Los Angeles living out there for a few months doing Dancing with the Stars. They were like, I don't like country music. I'm like, because you never heard it. And so they'd say, what do I need to listen to? And I would say, okay, listen to Old Dominion. Listen to, who else would I send them? Chris Stapleton and Thomas Rhett. Because I feel like those are transitional into the rest. Because those guys just don't put out bad songs.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's just, if I had to pick three... It was those. It was Old Dominion, Thomas Rhett, and Chris Stapleton. And I would go, if you just listen to these songs, I'll make you five. And you just come back to me tomorrow if you listen to all. And they were like, you know what? You get a point. And then they'd start listening a little bit on iHeartRadio. And then all of a sudden they'd be like, yeah, I guess I'm kind of into it. But then I'd watch their Insta stories. And in the background, they'd be listening to country music. And I'd be like, see, I told you. And now you're good. And then it's like after that level two is like the Luke Combs. Because all his songs are good. His are a little more country.
Yeah.
But you just warm people up. And then they start to love it. And then you just go full on Luke Bryan.
I got
and
that.
Then, yeah, and then it's like it's like rain is a good thing, and they're totally into it. I appreciate that call. Tell your husband we said hello. What's his name?
His name is Colton.
All right, Colton. I know you're probably listening right now secretly. We appreciate you, bud. And thank you, too, for calling, Amy.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. See you later.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Rogers, Arkansas. Two men were hanging out, and they both had bulletproof vests on. They're like, hey, let's go on the back porch and shoot each other.
Oh, wow. They had there's not to ruin the end of the story, but there's alcohol involved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so they go out there. They shoot one guy in the chest.
Wow.
And the bullet stopped by the vest, but it hurt a lot more than the guy thought. So he gets mad and shoots the other guy 6 times in the back.
Ooh.
And the one guy that got shot in the chest, a couple hours later, his chest still hurting. He's like, honey, you got to take me to the hospital. I think something's wrong. So they go to the hospital, and the doctor asks them what happened. And the wife says, man, they were drinking. And they went out and they shot each other with bulletproof vests.
Oh, my gosh.
So they both got arrested, and now they can't have contact.
They're arrested?
Oh, yes.
That's illegal?
Wait,
why?
What
if you're consenting to the shooting?
Yeah.
Class D felonies, punishable by up to 6 years in prison and $10,000 fines.
A felony. I wonder if they weren't supposed to have guns. Like, I don't know why.
Yeah, because if they're both voluntarily shooting each other with bulletproof vests, it shouldn't be illegal.
They probably shouldn't be, like,
yeah.
Well, then they
around.
Went to the hospital and told them what really happened.
Yeah. But, I mean, you should always tell your doctor the truth. Isn't that what they say?
Yes.
Like, don't lie about
Absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely.
Wow, that's crazy that two people would go, let's shoot each other with guns. Because if you just miss a little bit, like neck, head,
yeah, no.
or arm, even you shoot yourself
and
with
then
an
it
arm.
And then it gets mad that it hurt.
Yeah. I'll be mad, too. All right, thank you, Lunchbox.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
It's time for the good news
with Amy.
Tell me something good.
So there's this nurse that noticed a baby at the hospital that didn't get any visitors for 5 months. The baby was there being treated for neonatal abstinence syndrome. It's a result of her mom using drugs during the pregnancy. Social services was trying to place the baby. Her name was Giselle. They're trying to put her in foster care, but it hadn't worked out yet. And she's got all these health challenges. Well, the nurse just decided, you know what? I think I'm going to adopt this
wow.
baby. So she took it upon herself to like do what she needed to do. And now she's the mom of baby Giselle. Yeah. The parents had their rights terminated. No other family members were found. And it's official. Her name is Liz Smith. So shout out Nurse Liz for paying attention to this baby.
Wow, what a story.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Here are the top 5 songs that keep you calm. I think we all use a little bit of this in our life. And this is according to much scientists who put those brain things on people. You know, the little patches they put on people when they play songs? Okay. At number 5, the song will make you calm.
Hello from
Adele. Hello. What if I get so calm I collapse during this segment?
Because you're just,
I'm just, just
relaxed.
Chilled, man. Number 4.
Never mind, I'll find
Adele.
Someone like you.
That's a jam, too.
Don't
forget. I'm good.
Hit that.
I know I'm good. I'm taking lessons. These are the top 5 songs that make you calm. We have 2 Adele songs. At number 3, Elton John, Your Song.
And you can tell everybody this is a song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done.
I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in words.
This is a good one.
What does he say here?
How wonderful life is while you're in the world.
Man. Number 2, songs that calm you down.
There will be an answer.
Let it be.
Come on.
Let it be.
You ready for the number 1 song?
Yes.
Here it is. The number 1 song that helps you de-stress, that makes you calm, that you should play over and over again is...
I see trees of green.
Louis Armstrong.
Oh,
what a wonderful world.
Red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Such a good song. This is the one that should have made it, because this is like the greatest relaxing song of all time.
Lights will guide. Oh,
come on.
Coldplay Fix You?
Yes.
I watched a documentary, Amy Coldplay, Head Full of Dreams.
Mm-hmm.
It's good, man. He talks about this, and when he wrote this, it's, you know, about him and Gwyneth.
Yeah.
Man. I love Coldplay. I don't care if people say I'm a dork or not. I love Coldplay. And I know sometimes it's not cool to like Coldplay anymore. I've never been one to be cool. I love Coldplay. I love the slow Coldplay. I love the anthemic Coldplay. I love Coldplay. So stick that in your pipe and smoke it, cool people. I do. Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Lunchbox, I found this story for you. Florida man was surprised as he goes to the bathroom and a ball python slid out of his toilet and bit him as he was on the toilet.
No, that's just so unfortunate.
Oh. The Coral Springs Police Department said firefighters and the Coral Springs Humane Unit responded to the apartment building after the man found the snake in his toilet at 4 a.m. The man, who said he did not know what the snake was attempting to do or if he was trying to go down the toilet or come up the toilet, received a bite. And it was a non-venomous snake.
It was trying to eat him. That's what it was trying to do.
The ball python was taken to a reptile center. They say they do not know where the snake came from, meaning from the ground, like up to the system, or if somebody in an apartment next door had one,
and it went
through the toilet and came out.
Oh, my goodness.
But Lunchbox
hates snakes.
I think about that every time I sit down on the toilet.
Every time?
Every time.
Every time. Wow. I worry about a snake coming up.
Every time.
Every time.
Hey, wait. Every time?
Every single time I sit down, I'm like, man, do not let this be the time a snake comes up and gets me.
So you say a little prayer.
Yep.
Basically.
I say a prayer to the toilet gods, like, hey, if there's a snake down there, let him stay there.
What is your snake, Amy? Lunchbox hates snakes. Even talking about him makes the skin crawl.
Ooh.
What is it for you that makes your skin crawl?
Like a tarantula.
A what? Excuse me?
A tarantula?
So like spiders? Tarantulas?
Yeah, like spiders with big legs. If they're tiny, okay, I can squash them. But like a big old spider, so gross.
I think mine's needles.
Huh?
Needles.
Oh, yeah. But I mean...
No, but I mean.
But I mean, if you're near a needle can't just crawl on you in the middle of the night.
Exactly. It can't crawl up a toilet.
I'm going to tell you, I got lectured a couple days ago, went to the doctor and had to get vaccinations. And so they're vaccinating me. And she stabs me with the needle and goes, whoa, buddy. She goes, when you run away like that, I got to do it again. And I was like, I ran away. She goes, yeah, you basically jumped out of the chair.
Yeah, you can't do that.
So I'm like, well, here's what you have to do. I told her. I said, don't tell me it's coming. Just hide it. Bam! Pop me with it. Because otherwise, I'm going to run every time. I have two choices when I see a needle. Run or run. So I don't need to see it.
Yeah.
The thought, and I hate when TV shows do this, when they show needles or going into something or a knife being stabbed into someone. There's no need to show that on shows. So needles, tarantulas, snakes for Lunchbox. Eddie?
I guess snakes is mine. I mean, I feel it.
There's really not one, though.
Just walking in the grass and something moving, it'll freak me out.
Morgan, too, anything?
Yeah, I hate ticks. If I have to pull a tick off my dog, it's a whole ordeal. It's terrible.
What if it's a tick on you?
I haven't ever had one on me, but I've had to pull one off of my dog, and it was bad.
You never had ticks?
Me neither.
I had one, like, last week.
Oh, I had ticks all the time. Growing up in Arkansas in the woods, ticks were just such a normal part of life. You would just go home and check yourself for ticks every day.
And what do? Do you get a lighter or something?
No.
A match. I think
you
can burn it.
No, you guys are just reading these city tales.
Yeah, Google.
But what do?
You just take and you pull them off with your fingers.
But they say the head stays there.
What if the tick gets stuck inside?
On a seed tick, which is a whole different kind of tick, occasionally you have to do something like get tweezers, or I guess you can burn it off if you want. But ticks were just prevalent. You lived in the woods, ticks were everywhere. All over your ankles, your arms, your back.
Ugh.
We camped, which meant you just went out in the woods and slept for a couple days. That was a hardcore
backyard.
Camping. Yeah. No, not backyard. We just go in the woods and camp. You get ticks all over you. Ugh. Raymond, do anything for you?
Yeah, probably alligator.
Have you ever seen an alligator?
Yeah, whenever they wrestle them and at zoo. I can't go see them.
You can't go to the zoo.
What are you talking about?
Raymundo's like, I don't know, a nuclear bomb. We're like, but have you ever been around?
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
All right, around the room, smooth or crunchy?
Peanut butter.
I'm going to take myself out of this. I don't like peanut butter. I've never had peanut butter.
I forget that about you. That's so weird.
So I'm going to remove myself from this conversation and let you guys have it.
Okay. I go crunchy. Eddie?
Crunchy. Straight up crunchy. I love that crunch.
Lunchbox?
Oh, give it to me. Creamy.
Oh, okay.
So wait. Who wins?
Well?
In the room, who won?
Crunchy won.
Well, two out of three, yeah.
Yeah. So 49% of people say that their favorite is smooth.
Wait, how many percent?
49%.
Well, that's basically half and half.
Right.
Yeah, so it's toss-up.
So 51 say, that's the weirdest way to give the results of a poll.
No, it's not, because you didn't let me finish. 29% say crunchy, and then other people don't care. They don't have a preference.
Oh, so smooth is the clear winner.
But crunchy is just so obvious to me. Like, you want to, like, bite into it and feel that extra. There's something so extra about it.
And Bones, what is it about peanut butter that you don't like?
What is it about certain types of music you don't like or certain smells?
Are you sure you don't like it?
Why did you ask me a question after I asked you a question?
Well, I'm just saying, you're like, why don't you like the taste of something? I don't know. I can't explain what my body reacts to. Like, you know, I'm not.
But is it something from your childhood? Did you have to eat a lot of peanut butter when you were little?
No, because I was not eating peanut butter.
Oh, I didn't know, because sometimes that's a thing. Like, my dad grew up on a chicken farm, and my grandma had chickens. And they ate chicken for, like, every meal. And so to this day, like, he cannot eat chicken because that's all they had.
I have that with Payday candy bars because we used to work at Hobby Lobby. And I didn't have any money for any dinner, so I ate all the Payday candy bars at the register. And I got really sick. So I don't eat those anymore.
Wow.
But that has nothing to do with peanut. I just never like peanut butter. Mm. Yeah. All right, what else you got?
Okay, well, this boy comes home from school with bad grades. So his dad is like, all right, it's time to teach you a lesson. Go get your PlayStation 4. Here's a crowbar and a boulder, and I want you to beat your PlayStation to pieces. So he had to hit it with the crowbar, drop a boulder on it. Then the father didn't think that that was enough, so the dad took the PlayStation.
Eat it, son.
And then he made, and the kid's like crying. It's all on video, and his dad runs over with his car. So.
And now the whole world can see that video?
So, I don't know.
By your voice, I see that you don't like it.
I mean, I just don't. I'm like, okay, does this send the message, like, you better get good grades? Or, I don't know, is this effective? Because I know taking away my son's tablet is very effective. But I haven't tried beating it with a crowbar.
Maybe you should. Well, here's the thing. I don't have a problem with it if this was the rule ahead of time. Like, if it's you don't make certain grades, you're going to lose your PlayStation 4. And you're going to lose it in a way that you don't like. And then you didn't make the grades? Okay, I have to now live up to what I said.
I feel like this is like later in life stuff, like in counseling, like, well, like, you know, when I was 12 or however old, my dad made me beat my PlayStation with a crowbar.
You know what? If he's in therapy talking about that, he's got a pretty good life. If that's his biggest therapy issue right now.
Okay.
I'm okay with it as long as the rule was stated.
Do you have a hardcore punishment you remember and you learned from it and you're like, hey, never going to do that again?
Oh, boy.
Well, I was a good kid. I got whipped some. Like fly swatter. I got the extension cord sometimes. You get to go pick a switch and you go, I'm going to be smart and get a small switch. And the small switch tear you up. Then you'd be like, I'm going to be smart and get a big switch. Big switch club you to death. So then
smart, like talk back?
No, smart, I'd be smart. Like, I'm like, oh, she told me to go pick my own switch. I'll be intelligent about the size of the switch and get a tiny one. It'd be like, wah-da-da-da-da, just tear you up. Oof. My grandma always whipped me a switch.
Oh, okay.
But, Amy, I was just... I was never in trouble, though.
Yeah.
Like, not even just a good kid. Nobody cared what I did. So I never got in trouble because even if I did stuff, nobody cared. I don't have a lot of guidance. Mm-hmm. So I was like, just go do whatever. And then I realized, why do I need to act out? I'm not acting out against anything. There's nothing to act out against. Nobody cares what I do. So I just went and made my own life. But no, I was never a punished kid. Not because I wasn't, you know... Sometimes in school, like, I would maybe not get a good grade. I'd punch myself. I'd whip myself in the back.
Oh, wow.
You shouldn't have got a B. Wow, with a belt. Yeah. You?
No. Nothing crazy. I mean, I definitely got grounded or spanked, but I didn't have any. Or I got soap in my mouth, too, if I talked back. But, I mean, I was, like, little.
25? Oh, got it. Right.
Anybody else? No? Nothing?
My mom threw us in the bathroom one time. You know, it was like she ran out of places to put us, so she threw us in the bathroom, and then we got a hold of some razor blades and shaved all our bodies. eyebrows.
You guys all shaved your own bodies?
Me and my brother.
So what was your punishment?
Sounds hot. They came out better looking?
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah. How you feeling this morning?
Pretty good. How about you?
I'm good. We're going to do easy Thursday trivia. Amy and Lunchbox, you guys ready?
Ready. Yeah.
Amy, you're up first. These are all easy elementary school type questions. What is the largest ocean in the world? You're making farting noises with your mouth. You're an adult woman.
While you're thinking.
Yeah.
Let me think. Pacific, Indian, Atlantic.
The largest ocean. Need an answer, please.
Why can't I think of what it would be? I don't know which one's the biggest.
Pick one, please. 3 seconds. 2, 1. Answer.
Pacific.
What?
Pacific.
Okay.
It's not.
Correct.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah. I'm smart.
Lunchbox, how many ounces are in a cup?
A cup?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many ounces. Oh. There's ounces in a cup? I know ounces in a pound.
What?
Yeah, ounces are in a pound. They're not in a cup. How many ounces in one cup? Well, is a cup a pound? I'll just say 12.
No. Well, ounces can be either. You know, like 16-ounce drinks?
But I don't know what a cup is.
Well, do you know what a cup is?
8 ounces is a cup.
That's right.
And then 16 ounces would be a pound.
That's right.
I just went in the middle. Yeah, I knew it was 16 ounces.
Oh, you didn't know it's not.
No. I knew 16 ounces was a pound, and I knew what cup wasn't a pound.
Yeah. Amy, what state's the Grand Canyon in?
Hold on. I want to go there. I haven't been. My sister went. She lived in the Grand Canyon for
easy
like 2 weeks.
Easy trivia, come on.
I know, I'm talking myself through it. I'm trying to picture where she was. It was she couldn't shower for 2 weeks.
Mm.
It was apparently really cool. You fly over it when you go to...
Of course, everybody loves to go to
Vegas.
Vacation.
It's a good place.
Vegas. It's the Grand Canyon in Nevada, or it's like next to there?
You have 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1.
Nevada!
No.
It's next to there.
It's Arizona.
Arizona. I knew it. I'm
Lunchbox.
So dumb.
Yeah.
Who is famous for inventing peanut butter?
What?
Both of you two know each other's questions, and you let you think you do it. It's so annoying.
I don't know this one.
Oh, okay.
I don't know hers either.
That sound was like, good luck.
Oh, okay.
Peanut butter.
This is easy trivia.
Yeah, of course.
Who invented peanut butter?
Yeah.
Oh, it has to be Benjamin Franklin.
Oh, does it? No. No, it's George Washington Carver. All the peanut butter.
Really?
Yeah.
Who is that?
Okay.
I don't know.
Amy, how many sides does a hexagon have?
Oh, my gosh.
What?
7.
5.
6.
Oh!
We were right. We're so close. We were so close.
Guys, what's happening this morning?
For the record, the Grand Canyon question I've gotten before and I've gotten it right is Arizona.
The Statue of Liberty, Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Was gifted to the United States by which country? Stop it.
I know this one.
Put his hand over his head.
Well, who would... Someone gave that to us.
Huh?
I thought we built it.
Oh, my gosh.
We may have with their products.
And their instructions.
Yeah. And they could have been Swedish.
Right.
It could have been IKEA. Just put that out there.
With that little tool.
Yeah, a little rinsey man. Yeah.
Well, it can't be the English because we beat them, right?
In what?
It's a World Cup, dude.
Oh, my bad, soccer. You're talking about the Revolutionary War?
Yeah. Okay. So they're not going to give us something.
We beat them.
So who? We'll just go with France.
Good job.
Yeah!
Really?
What's the score? 1-1, are you kidding me?
Do I get the points when I got the cup from him?
No, relax.
No, there's no stealing.
I didn't know if we stole.
Okay, we're going to tiebreaker because I can't take
it. Oh, you want me to write it down?
Here we go.
Do we write it down or yell our name? What do you want me to do?
Buzz in your name.
All right.
Oh, come on.
Who wrote The Adventures?
Lunchbox!
Amy.
Oh, boy.
Amy doesn't even know her name.
How's she going to get easy trivia?
Lunchbox.
Tom Sawyer!
Wait,
who
oh
wrote the question?
Oh, no!
Yes.
Hold on.
Yes, he already answered.
He did answer.
Wait, maybe I'm not. Maybe that's not my answer.
No, you did.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, you
no,
did.
Does this?
I said. I said, who wrote The Adventures? And he wrote Tom Sawyer. The rest of the question is, who wrote The Adventures of Tom Sawyer?
Amy.
Idiot.
You're an idiot.
So
no.
Dumb.
Amy, go ahead.
Mark Twain.
Correct. Winner.
So, it's time for the good news
with Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A Michigan officer helped make the birthday of a 9-year-old boy awesome. Well, after no one showed up at the boy's party, and that wasn't awesome, Thomas Daniel met Officer Linema with the Grand Rapids Police Department when he missed his bus one day. And the officer came over and was like, hey, I'll drive you to school. Well, while they're on the way, he said, hey, cop, Mr. Cop, come to my birthday party. And he was like, I don't know if anybody's going to come because I get picked on a lot at school. And so he told the cop this. And sadly, nobody came other than his siblings. Like, none of the other kids from school showed up. So the officer did. And he goes, there's nobody there. The next day, he got all those cop buddies and they came over. And they brought donuts and they threw a whole party. They sang in their uniforms.
That's awesome.
Right? Yep. I love that. For a lot of reasons. One, for the kid. And two, that like, there's so much that our police officers are doing for us that don't get put in the news. Because they're out all the time protecting us, but also, you know, just being awesome. And so I like those stories too. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Oh, yeah, over to Amy right now. Let's get that morning corny in. Every morning at this time, by the way, you can take her joke and use it wherever you go to work or school. Yeah.
The morning corny.
What do snakes take for their allergies?
Antihistamines. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
There it is. That was the Morning Corny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
A friend called me on the phone yesterday. I don't even talk on the phone. I either text or I FaceTime.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to talk on the phone anymore. Like, all my social cues, I don't know. I, like, talk over her. I don't know when to talk. Like, I talk on the phone so little that I'm gone.
Yeah. You're like, ooh.
The whole conversation was awkward and clunky because I don't know how to talk on the phone anymore.
You didn't even know how to hold it?
Well, I was upset. She was like, I can't hear you. So I turned it upside back.
You're like looking at it. Yeah. Why can't I see you?
Or if somebody calls me on the phone, I'm like, why would you do that? Like, I look at it and I'm like, you don't even know me. I don't talk on the phone. And also, I get so many robocalls. Did it just, that's all I expect it to be. If it rings, I just expect it to be a robocall.
Yeah.
So that was my technology issue yesterday. With you, it's funny because you don't use a microwave and you had to use a microwave.
I did.
By the way, Amy's such a, like, kind of hippie.
But
she refuses to use a microwave because...
Yeah, I'm a weirdo. Like, I don't know. I don't know if it's, like, putting things out into my space that, like, are carcinogenic or whatever. Like, also, if you use it to reheat food, I feel like it zaps some of the nutrients away. So I would rather heat it up on the stovetop with fire.
But...
Yeah.
But
it takes like 50 million years longer, but
Amy's like a caveman beating rocks together trying to get her soup hot.
But it does taste good. So, yeah, to heat up a bead pack for my neck. Like if you get it really nice and hot and like you put it, but you put it in the microwave and the person that brought it over was like, I need your microwave. So, and she like stood over, so I had to pull it out of the pantry and plug it in on the countertop. And then she put the neck beady thing in the microwave. And then she kind of leaned over and like hugged the microwave while she was waiting. And I'm like, what are you doing? This is so dangerous right now. Like I went to the other room.
She hugged the microwave.
She was just like chilling on it because it was like right on the island. And so she kind of like, she used it as like a headrest. She was just waiting for it to be done. So she just kind of like.
And listen, I'm a rebel, but even I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I'm not putting my head on a microwave.
I know. I was a little shocked. Like, I was like, oh, you do you. But then my kids are like, Mom, can we please keep the microwave out? Like, when we're hungry, this would be so much faster. And I'm like, no, kids.
They have to tell you at 1 p.m. what they're hungry.
Put it away.
Mommy, can we get some noodles? Okay, kids, by 9 o'clock, if you rub these two sticks together, you'll have your fire.
I know.
Bobby Bones.
We're going to play Name That Laugh. I'll play you a celebrity laugh. Just try to guess who it is. Amy, Lunchbox, you guys are going to play against each other? The first one's going to be easy. It does count, though. We're in the game here. Everybody ready to play? There's no warm-up. Sometimes we get warmed up. We get the joints a little loose. Nope, we're going right to it. Laugh number one. Name that celebrity laugh. All right. You hear that laugh there? I believe that's from our show. Name the celebrity laugh.
I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
All right. Name that celebrity laugh. Amy.
Darius Rucker.
Lunchbox.
Darius Rucker.
There we go. And here it is again. That will be Darius Rucker.
Rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel.
All right. Name this celebrity laugh. This is from our show.
What?
Can you name all of the celebrity laughs? All of these are from interviews on our show, by the way. Name the celebrity laugh. I'll play it one more time.
I'm in.
Sound familiar to you guys or no?
No.
Yeah.
Can you name that celebrity laugh?
Boy. I'll just go with that. I have no idea.
Lunchbox?
Thomas Rhett.
No, that's incorrect. Amy, can you name that laugh?
Luke Bryan?
Luke Bryan. That is Luke Bryan.
Yeah.
Sunburn, sunset, repeat.
All right, we are now at laugh number three. Again, all from interviews we've done on the show with celebrities. Here we go. Can you name that one there?
I got it. I'm in for the win.
Oh, I'm in.
Lunchbox.
Gary LaVox.
Gary LaVox.
What?
Amy.
Luke Combs.
Correct. That is Luke Combs.
Beautiful.
I heard that.
Crazy. She can't help
it. All right, name the celebrity laugh. Here we go. That sound familiar to you, Amy?
I'm in for the win.
Golly, it does. It sounds so familiar, but I can't. I can't.
5 seconds.
Okay.
Lunchbox.
John Party.
Correct.
Shoot.
Amy, who'd you have?
Garth Brooks.
Oh, no. That is John Party.
Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking
it. Amy's up 3-2 going into the last laugh.
A little mud on my wheel.
Last laugh. Here we go. Name the celebrity laugh. Oh.
I'm in.
Amy's in. Lunchbox, you need this one to stay alive. I must have something that tickled him. Yeah.
I'm in for the win.
Lunchbox, to stay alive. Who is that?
That's Jimmy from Little Big Town.
Oh, no.
What?
Amy, can you name that laugh?
Dierks Bentley.
No.
What?
Eddie, would you know who that is?
Yeah. Blake Shelton. But it sounds a lot like Dierks.
Oh, does it?
It does.
Does it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm just the
That's
guy.
A Blake Shelton. But our winner is Amy. There she is. Yeah. Winning the celebrity laugh game. By the way, can you name this laugh?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Dustin
yeah.
Lynch.
Dustin Lynch.
I got it.
Can you name this laugh? Oh, it's a tough one.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yep.
Martina
Trisha.
McBride.
No.
No.
Reba. Where do you hide your valuables, Amy?
The best place to do it is the laundry room, I read.
What? Why? What happened there?
Well, because the security experts, they all got together and they said that your laundry room is totally like a low priority location for thieves because it rarely contains the valuable stuff. Burglars, they want a quick in and out, you know? So hide your stuff on shelves above eye level or in your laundry room is what they say. On average, burglars are in your house for about 9 minutes. And so they're not going to take the time to reach up high or go in your laundry room.
How lazy are they just not reach up high?
I don't know. They yeah. just,
but
they
the
just
laundry
that.
Room thing is pretty fascinating because, again, what are they going to get in the laundry room? Dirty clothes and dryer sheets?
Yeah, I know. It's kind of genius. You could hide stuff in there and they'll never know unless they're listening to this show right now.
You ever had your house broken into?
I have. When we lived in North Carolina. That's why I ended up getting Josie is the house got broken into and Ben was going to be deployed a lot because we were stationed at Fort Bragg. And I was like, I need a dog. We need a dog. And then like a week later, a pastor at our church rescued a Rottweiler. And I don't even think I knew what a Rottweiler was. And I Googled it and I was like, perfect guard dog. I'll take her.
Isn't it so crazy? Because my house was broken into too and had a ton of stuff stolen.
Yeah.
Like when you walk in, at first it's just kind of confusing.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, wait, what? Where'd my TV go? Did I move that? Knowing I didn't move my TV.
Yeah. And you feel violated and it's scary because someone was rummaging through your stuff. And they took my husband's Air Force Academy ring.
Oh, that's nothing. They took my skydiving pictures.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
That's nothing. Like, I'm like... That's Amy, I can't believe you'd worry about your husband's Air Force ring.
Well, no, I just remember at the time we were young and we were newly married and those rings are expensive, but obviously we wanted to replace it because that's super special.
Yeah.
And
that stinks.
Yeah.
Oh, they took my PlayStation?
They tried to take our TV off the wall, but they couldn't get it. They couldn't get it. I guess we had that thing stuck in there real good because they struggled.
What we learned is hide your things in the laundry room.
Yes, valuables.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you're valuable.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Brianna's a nail tech in North Carolina. You know, you go in, get a mani, a pedi. So she's helping this lady out, giving her a mani, pedi. And they're just talking about life. And Brianna's talking about, yeah, I'm pregnant. I'm going to have this daughter. And I'm so excited. And I want all these things in life. Lady gets done, love the service, goes to the front desk, pays, and says, hey, Bree, love the service, and I hope you get all the treasures you want, and tipped her $1,000.
Wow.
Woo!
That's cool.
That's a big old tip. Who tells that story?
Huge.
Oh, Brianna.
You think the tipper
she's got to brag about it. Heck yeah.
No, a lot of times the tippers don't.
Oh, maybe. Oh, you're saying, is it the person that got the tip or the person that left the tip?
Yeah. Like, how does that story get to the news? Sometimes a waiter will take a picture of a receipt. And I always feel like, as a former waiter, that's a bit much. Like, the person that left the tip, if they didn't put it out themselves, they probably don't want that to be known.
I bet you the lady that tipped Brianna went home and wrote on Facebook, I just did something special for the girl at the nail salon. I gave her $1,000.
That's a great story. I love it. I just always wonder how that stuff gets out, you know?
Yeah.
I don't mind, too, if people, like, talk about causes they donate to, if it brings attention to a cause. Actually, I'm for that. Or if someone goes, hey, you know, I just donated whatever to this, and this is why. I'm cool with that because you're donating, and I never hate anybody for donating. But two, I think it's cool to bring awareness to things you're passionate about.
Yeah.
With that, I'd be curious how that story gets out there. That's a good one, though. That's Tell Me Something Good.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
I hate to bring bad news to the show.
What?
I know. It's kind of what we're not about here. But I don't even want to say this, but French fries are apparently the worst thing you could possibly eat.
Oh.
Why? Because they're
So the whole thing came out. If they're not, you can't look at them as potatoes.
But they are.
But they've been fried. They're destroyed.
Yeah, the potato has been destroyed.
Yeah.
Some people think since French fries are made from potatoes that, you know what, I mean a potato, they're not that bad. But, so they did French fries at almost every major restaurant. And they are near the bottom of foods to eat. Because one, if they dip them in oil, pretty much, it's over. And then they cover them in salt. Makes it 10 times worse. So health officials say if you're going to eat fries, you should have like three. Three fries!
Three? That's hard.
I don't even want a fry if I can only eat three.
Right.
So it says just stay away from fries. McDonald's French fries are the best French fry. I could probably eat just four or five boxes for lunch of just French fries. Did you see that story too that came out about people when they ate a bunch of garbage in a short amount of time, their body kind of readjusted quickly, Amy?
No, I didn't.
So it was like if you just binge on ice cream for like a week, like it's not good for you. And you may put on a couple pounds, but your body kind of goes back to where it was before that for the most part. But it's if you do it for long term is when it really starts to take a hold.
Gotcha.
We're so just genetically who we are. And little factors like food and exercise can help us or hurt us. But we are really who we are. The whole thing was like scientists say your body can adapt to short binges. Like short binges. Because they had people do an extra 1,000 calories for like 5 days. And they found that although your hormones briefly changed, they kind of went back to where they were. But it was if you did it longer than that, your hormones changed completely. And you were just either, if you ate way less, a thinner person or well, we do. We eat way more, and you're just bigger.
Yeah.
And it's hard to shake it out. Like, you actually have to go and lose that weight. That makes sense?
Yeah, no, it makes sense. I mean, hormones and metabolism and stuff, like, for me, I did a lot of that studying that whenever I was recovering from eating disorder stuff. Like, you mess with your body. You mess with your given metabolism, your given hormones, like what you really are supposed to be. Because, like, if you ever have struggled with that, you don't know what is your normal. What is your normal? Because you've put too many other factors in there to mess it all up. So you have to, like, finally have a long time where you're even and try to get normal, and your body recalibrates.
Yeah, it's odd that we start messing with our wiring.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're rewired.
Yeah.
And you have to unwire it.
Yeah. A lot of times, if you just left it alone to begin with and not freaked out about anything, you probably would have been healthier. Bobby
Bones. Yeah. Was your house on a reality show?
I guess so, because a woman knocked on my door and said, "Oh my gosh, is this the house that was on this, like, renovation TV show?" And I was like, "I don't know, was it?" She goes, "It was. I recognize it for sure. I just had to knock on the door and see if the inside was still the same and if the furniture was here and who the people were." And I literally thought she was about to ask if she could just come in and get a tour.
Okay. And I don't, this is not meant in any way good or bad, but it's not like you have a big crazy house.
No.
Like, where someone would remember, like,
but there, I mean, there's some stuff that's, no, my house is very normal, but there's a few things that are distinct about it to where I'm like, okay, maybe she is right, because she's like, "No, I was driving by and I wouldn't miss it. I know that this is the house." And I mean, we did, it was renovated and we bought it from someone.
What
and it
show?
Was fully staged. I don't know.
Lunchbox thinks your house was getting cased though.
Yeah, absolutely. They're not gonna just,
she was like 65 years old.
Oh, so old people don't rob?
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, good maybe point. she was old. And then, like, somebody was driving her in the car.
Oh,
and they
exactly.
Were just sitting in the street, and they were just, uh-huh, like, smiling.
And were they young?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What do you know? They send the old person to the door. Hey, check it out. See what we got.
They
send,
oh, and the they distract me at the front door while someone's going around,
no,
back to check out
but
things.
But the young people come back later and get the big stuff. They know that she marks down what, oh, the big stuff is, and the young person comes.
Well, I
you're
mean,
you're about to get snatched up.
It definitely was like, she rang my doorbell, and then I kind of peeked. I did not know who it was, so I didn't answer. And Stevenson's about to run, my son, to the door to get in. I'm like, we don't need to answer the door right now. Like, we don't, it's fine. We don't know these people. It's fine. She rings it again. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like,
she's not giving up.
I'm like, maybe something is wrong. So finally I'm like, ugh. So I answer the door, and then she's like freaking out because, like, I like, I'm someone famous and I'm not, but she thinks that maybe I'm the person from the reality show. And I was like, "Ma'am, I'm so sorry." I was like, "But we bought this house and it's totally different. Like, nothing's the same. So I don't know what to tell you."
Well, two things. One, what if she knows you from the radio show and would just use that excuse to come?
No.
You
mm-mm.
don't think so?
Nope.
Okay. Two.
Nope.
Did she want to come in and look at stuff?
Yeah,
right?
I was going to say, did
you
give her a tour?
I feel like she was waiting for the invite.
See?
She was kind of like,
waiting,
you know,
for the invite. She was looking in
was
while you were talking,
yes,
to her?
She was
looking
like
past her.
She goes, "I just have to know." And then I'm like, who sees a house on a TV show and then knocks on, rings
never
the doorbell
that.
Twice? And then she was just saying, "I just had to come ask you if you still had the furniture that was used to stage the house."
Yeah, because I want to steal it.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Maybe Lunchbox is right. Maybe I was being cased, but either way, it was bizarre. And when I shut, I was even on a phone. I was on the phone. It's another reason why I didn't want to answer the door for somebody I don't know, because I was on a call. I had Stevenson, my kids. So I'm on the phone. So my friend on the phone heard the whole thing. And when I shut the door, my friend was like, "You have the weirdest things that happen sometimes." I'm like, yeah.
How can you track back to see if your house was on a reality show? There are only so many shows that could have been, right?
Oh, there's a lot.
I guess I could go ask my realtor, and if she could ask who we bought it from.
That's a good idea.
Find out.
Yeah, because my neighbor was on Property Brothers. No one ever knocks on their door. Just telling you. Because
you're right, Bobby. There's nothing. I mean, my house isn't. I live in a very normal. Like, there's no way. And then even if I did recognize the house, I don't know that. It had to have been. I lived in the house 3 years. So the reality show had to have been 4 years ago.
You need to get investigative and find out. Find out what the show is.
So to see if she's telling the truth or if this is like...
No, I'm just curious about the house. I mean, if you get robbed, that's on you. You shouldn't enter the door. But
is that my house? Is that my house?
Mindy found it in one search in like 5 seconds.
Oh, no.
That's not it?
It looks like it, but that's not it.
Oh, no, that's Dolly. Let me see. That's Dolly Parton's house.
Same color or what, Mike?
No.
Well, let us know. But for odds, you were getting case for robbery.
100%.
Oh, wow. I didn't go that far.
Okay, 99%.
Eddie?
I go 80.
Wow, that much. Amy, I would go like 22%. Like, I think there's a chance they were seeing what's up. But I don't think it's probable.
That's strange.
Okay, let's find the reality show.
Okay.
Here, we'll post Amy's email, or we'll post Amy's address on our bybones.com.
Yes.
And you can track
if
it for
anyone
us.
Knows, has seen this reality show, let
yeah,
us know.
Yeah, let us know. Here's her address. Bobby Bones. I have a game I'd like to play with you guys. It's Name That 90s Teen Movie. So I'll play a clip from a famous 90s teen movie, name the movie, and write your answer down.
Okay.
Amy, Lunchbox. I'm even going to bring Producer Eddie in, our video producer.
Okay.
All right.
Write your answers down, and here we go with movie number one.
Ew, get off of me. Ugh, as if.
There you go. Name that 90s teen movie.
I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
I'm in.
Amy?
Clueless.
Lunchbox?
Clueless.
Eddie?
American Pie.
It is Clueless. All right, name that 90s teen movie. Clip number two.
Let's go out there. And we'll play the next 24 minutes for the next 24 minutes. And we'll leave it all out on the field. But we go out there, and we give it absolutely everything. That's heroic. Let's be heroes.
I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
I'm in.
Amy?
I didn't know he had this accent. Rudy.
Lunchbox?
That's Johnny Moxon, star quarterback, Varsity Blues.
Oh, that's why. That's
Eddie?
Why
Varsity Blues.
There you go, Varsity Blues.
I was like, why does Rudy sound like he's from Texas?
Rudy's from the Midwest, eh?
I know. Yeah. That's why I was so confused.
I didn't know he had
it
that
sounded
accent.
Like, you know, football, but.
Rudy Rudiger.
Name that 90s teen movie. Here you go. Number
Lady
three.
Bugs, get your cute butt down here. Swing, swing, swing the spinning step. You wear those shoes and I will wear that dress. Oh, kiss me beneath the murky twilight. Leave me out on the moonlit floor.
Shoot!
I'm in for the win.
Oh, there's the end of the scene.
Yeah.
There you go.
So there's no talking?
No, it's a very famous scene though.
Walking down the stairs.
Don't give it to him, Amy.
Well, I can't think of it myself. I have another movie title in my head that I can't get out of my head, and it's messing me up.
Go ahead.
I can't get out of
Amy
my
goes,
head.
Amy goes, is it Rudy? No.
It's a guy in 10 days. 10 things I hate about you.
Incorrect.
Oh,
no.
What is it?
Lunchbox.
She's all that.
That's it.
Oh, that's a
Dang
good
it.
One.
Because she walks down the stairs and she goes from being like the nerdy girl to like super hot.
Yeah.
And it's like, a kid. And the same band, by the way, who sings, there she goes.
Who is that? Sixpence?
Sixpence and None the Richer,
wow.
Yeah. Ed, did you have it?
No, I had Can't Hardly Wait.
Okay, there you go. The score is Lunchbox 3, Amy and Eddie 1. Ooh. Name that 90s teen movie. We'll do a couple more. Hit number 4.
But don't you see? He's got us now. Okay, this is exactly what he wants. We can't go to the police. Not now. He's made sure of that. He's just out there, and he's watching us and waiting. What are you waiting for, huh? What are you waiting for?
That's a big scene right there. What are you waiting for?
I'm in.
What are you waiting for? Go ahead.
What? I'm in for the win.
Oh my gosh.
Amy, you can climb back in this if you nail it.
What's that movie we all... you
can't
know.
Ask him questions.
Amy, it's Rudy.
With a Texas
this
accent.
This is that movie.
Yeah, yeah. It's Rudy, Texas Ranger.
Why can't I think of it?
I play for the University of Notre Dame.
Howdy, partners. I'm a fighting Irish.
I know. I knew right when I said it. I was like, I don't know why he has this accent right now.
Amy, what do you have?
That movie we all...
Incorrect. Lunchbox.
I got Scream.
No, you're close, though. Incorrect. Eddie, you got to stay in it with this one. Go ahead.
I got it. I know what you did last summer.
Correct.
Yeah!
Dang.
What's that other movie that we all went to see and it was fake?
Oh, Cars.
Blair. Oh, yeah. Oh.
Cars.
Or Rudy.
Cars was in the 90s.
Oh. You're talking about Blair Witch Project.
Yes.
One more. '90s teen movie. Name the movie by the clip. Eddie, you have to get this to stay in. Here okay. we go.
I hate it when you're not around and the fact that you didn't call. But mostly I hate the way I don't hate you. Not even close. Not even a little bit. Not even at all.
What on earth? Oh,
such a good movie. Such a good scene. Such a good everything.
Can we
Come
play
on.
It again?
Where's Pretty
no.
Woman?
Okay, one more time. I love it. Go ahead.
I hate it when you're not around and the fact that you didn't call. But mostly I hate the way I don't hate you. Not even close. Not even a little bit. Mm. Not even at all.
Oh, got him with that poem.
I'm in
Amy?
For the win.
I don't know.
Okay. Hey, Eddie, you need this to stay in. Go ahead.
Oh, mine's pretty bad. I picked Shallow Hal.
What?
No. What?
Why?
What?
What? I mean, I could have made a ridiculous guess as well.
That's all I got.
No. Hey, Lunchbox?
I got 10 things I hate about you.
That's correct. And hit him with the song.
Oh, man.
There it is. Congratulations, my friend, on a big win.
Woo! The Bobby Bones Show.
You see the guy that got pulled over and he told his cops, he told the cops his name was Ben?
Mm-mm.
You see this?
No.
Ben Dover.
No.
Yes.
They're like, sir, what's your name? And he's like, Ben. They're like, what's your last name? Dover. Ben Dover. Get it?
Yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah, man.
Why'd he do that?
I guess he didn't want to tell him his real name and he got a $500 fine for it.
Oh.
What's the charge on that?
False identification or something, okay. Probably.
Being an idiot. Like, why?
Fair enough.
Why even would you tell a cop that?
Mm-mm.
A man who identified himself as Ben Dover when police found him in a Florida park has been fined for obstruction. That's what it is. They said, hey, what's your name? He says, Ben. Ben who? Ben Dover. Speaking of Ben's, which is your husband's name.
Yes.
He has a burner Instagram account, I learned.
Yeah.
Because the guy's, he's not on Instagram.
Yeah, he's not. I mean, I guess, I don't, do you call it a burner Instagram? He has some Instagram that he uses to follow you, me, the show. He doesn't comment or post anything. It's just to follow along.
Does he have like, a picture up there?
Nope. Oh. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if he has a fake picture or just like the, who knows? It's not him. I don't even know what it is.
This is a clip from Amy's midweek the fifth thing podcast.
My Q&A podcast.
Yeah. And silently stalk you. And see if you
it's Amy's husband talking about his burner account.
And silently stalk you and see if you'll actually answer them.
You are on Instagram with some fake account, or not fake, but like not active, like you don't have a picture.
Yeah, but I've told you that I am.
But I have no idea what it is, but
what's
you do
difference?
It so you can follow me and the show and like
well,
see
yeah,
what's
sometimes
going
I'm
on.
Traveling, I want to see what's going on, and you don't answer the phone
yeah.
or it's late at night, and
so
I can
don't
see
act
the pictures.
Like that's weird that I'm like, have you ever... set up an email.
I'm so uncomfortable right now. Yeah. I'm listening to Mom and Daddy fight. I don't like it.
We're not fighting.
I always feel like Amy's husband is such a good sport and he comes on everything that she asks him to, but he's always annoyed that he has to, but he does it anyway.
Yeah, that one I definitely kind of, we got back in town and we were leaving and he was in the car with me and I was like, I got to go by work and do something like now. So you can come in with me. It'll take 15 minutes.
But your 15 minutes is not 15 minutes.
It took us 20.
Even
Yeah.
Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show.
Okay, we are going home, but thank you for listening. You can catch up on everything. Just search Bobby Bones Show on demand on iHeartRadio. Search Bobby Bones Show on iTunes. You can listen to the whole thing. You can listen to the BobbyCast, a show I do from my house. Just search that too. All that. Thanks for being here. We would not be able to pay our mortgages or eat our meals without you listening. Right, Amy?
That's right.
We appreciate you. Thank you. We'll see you soon.
Bobby Bones.